Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. A group of Sarasota County residents and solar power advocates gathered earlier today at Moat Marine Laboratory in Sarasota to announce another new solar co-op. There are now more than 30 such co-ops here in the Sunshine State. The basic idea is to join forces with other homeowners to reduce the costs associated with installing solar panels. We're joined now by Julia Herbst. She is a coordinator with the St. Pete Co-op and was at today's launch. Julia, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Hello. We are also joined by Ron Susi, who is also attended the launch. He's a participant in another solar co-op that was launched earlier this year in Sarasota County. Ron, thanks for your time as well.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Do you have solar panels on your home, or maybe you're even a solar co-op member, or maybe you're interested in getting into residential solar power and have questions? To join us, give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag of GCL. So, Julia, I want to start with the basics. What is a solar co-op?
A solar co-op is a group of neighbors or community members and homeowners who are interested in going solar, but they might need a little bit of help, and they're also interested in a group discount. So Solar United Neighbors is a vendor and finance-neutral nonprofit, and our aim is to educate homeowners so they can understand the process of going solar. And then we do a group purchase, so one installer offers installations to the entire group at a discounted rate.
What if you have somebody that's kind of a holdout in a given geographic area? Do you have to have everybody on board in the neighborhood?
This is a great opportunity. First of all, there's no cost to join the co-op, and there's no commitment to go solar with them. So even if you're just beginning to be interested or you have some doubts about whether it works for you or you're not financially in the right position, this is really just a way to get some information to see how the process works, how the financing works, and it's an opportunity for you to get some co-op discounts and proposals for your home. So if it doesn't work for you at that time, at least you have some better education and you can go and solicit bids from other installers in the future.
Oh, yeah, so interesting. So how did the event go at Moat today?
Oh, it was great. It was super sunny. We had wonderful partners there. And it really builds on both the history of having the Sarasota Solar Co-op last year that was very successful. And it just shows how much support there is from the community, from all the partners that were helping us work for whatever reason, whether you're going solar for the environment or for financial or for independence. It was a real good show of support, so we hope we can get a lot more people involved and signed up for this co-op.
So what is the connection between Moat Marine Laboratory and solar?
Moat Marine Laboratory, they're protectors of the oceans. They understand the science and all the organisms that live in it. They have solar panels on multiple of their facilities, so they understand, especially in regards to the coral reef and the effect that fossil fuels and sea level rise and temperatures change. So clean energy is a part of their mission in protecting the oceans.
So today's event was to announce that this co-op has been formed. How many people are currently in it, and is it possible to still join in?
Oh, absolutely. It just opened. There's several dozen signed up, and we'll I'm certainly getting a lot of leads. The local partners have been doing a lot of outreach, so that will grow fast. Co-ops in Florida can be quite large, so 1 to 200. We can go over 200 participants easily, and it is open for sign-ups through August, so you have time to sign up and attend one of our free information sessions. That's the core of the co-ops is getting to those information sessions and learning how you can go solar.
So Solar United Neighbors is a nonprofit organization that you're part of, and so they go from place mm-hmm. to place and try to get these co-ops started up?
Right. We're actually a national organization, so we service advocacy issues and going solar nationally. We have field staff in 9 states. And in Florida, it's really, we have a partnership with the League of Women Voters of Florida and partners like the League or other nonprofits like Sierra Club or Unitarian Universalist Church really start the activity at the local level when they find that people are interested in going solar or they have some environmental initiatives with their municipality. So they come to us usually with a request to have us to host a solar co-op there. So it's really a joint partnership, and then we can come together and join forces and really help the locals and help the residents go solar with information and advocacy and support technology-wise.
So you're the coordinator for the St. Pete Solar Co-op? Correct?
Mm-hmm. Right.
How long has that one been around?
Right. Well, actually, the St. Pete area was the host of our first co-op in Florida in 2016. So that's how Solar United Neighbors started co-ops in Florida. And they since that we've been funded to run several more co-ops in the city of St. Petersburg. So we are on our second solar co-op. The summer solar co-op is open now through July. So we're actively recruiting sign-ups there and getting things installed from our first co-op. It's been very successful.
So I'm guessing you have solar at your home?
I don't. I'm renting, but I'm looking everywhere. Every house I look to buy, I'm looking at the roof.
Oh, yeah? Well, when you're renting, you don't really have that option. So, Ron, Sushi, what...
Everywhere I go, I see solar.
I bet. Ron, I wanted to ask you, what made you want to become part of one of these solar co-ops?
Well, initially, I wanted to get educated for what's out in the industry. I knew prices had dropped. I wasn't aware of what was available in the way of quality of equipment or the equipment that was being used, and needed some hand-holding. And secondly, the attractive point was the bulk buy. Going on your own, of course, soliciting and trying to compete against different contractors can be a daunting process. And the co-op does all that for you.
It's kind of like wading into an industry and a territory that you're completely unfamiliar with. Doing this with a co-op, it kind of helps you have a better understanding. And that bulk buy, there's nothing, you can't really compete with that.
Exactly. And there's a lot of technical issues that have to be resolved, which the solar co-op was able to get the individuals who are knowledgeable in those areas, sit down, and figure out what we need to get and what they needed to go out with a RFP and have the different contractors bid on what we wanted. And it worked.
So you ended up getting the solar panels. Have you noticed a difference in your electric bill?
Oh, tremendously. You know, up a year and a half ago, prior to having my solar panels, and I would say I was very energy efficient. LED bulbs throughout my house, kept the AC at 80 degrees just to keep the humidity down. In the wintertime, I kept my heat pump at 65, maybe 68, you know, and wore a sweater if I had to, and long pants. I even had the Florida Power and Light load monitor on my house to reduce load when it needed to. So I was fairly energy efficient in my house, and my bills were still between $200 and $300 depending on the time of the year. So I averaged about $250 a month. Subsequent to that, now a year later, just about at the year point coming up at the end of this month, I've reduced my bills from an average of $250 a month to roughly $20 a month, and I noticed a past 6 months, my bills were as low as $8.22, which I thought was kind of odd. So I called Florida Power and Light and asked them why $8.22. And they said, well, that's the minimum we have to charge you for administrative purposes and so forth, which means I actually gave them back more than I use. And at the end of the year, I will supposedly get a rebate back.
Yeah, that's an interesting point that you bring up. Julia, could you explain a little bit more about that metering where if you don't use all of the solar energy that you create, you're selling it back to FP&L?
Sure. Net metering is the policy that makes currently rooftop solar PV feasible. So when you generate electricity on your home, you use it as you need it. And if you're producing more energy than you're needing, you're selling it back to the grid through a bidirectional meter. So you're actually selling it to, if it's an investor-owned utility, you're selling it to them for the same price that you're purchasing. So if you're making more electricity than you need, you're accumulating a credit on your bill. So in times when you're not making electricity or you have high demand and you're using a lot, then you then buy back out of a credit first before you're buying, paying for the utility. So it's a really a selling and buying that makes it really affordable, and it's how we save money by producing our own electricity.
So how much does it cost? I know it varies from house to house and needs to needs, but what is, on average, a person going to expect to spend to add solar power to their home?
It really depends on the size of your home and the size of your needs. So there are, you know, the average system size in Florida, it could be 4 kilowatts up to 12 kilowatts. Obviously, we have a large house and multiple ACs and pools. It can be larger. And solar PV is priced by the watt. So we have a per-watt price. Really depends on the system size. You can get a system installed for under $10,000. It can be well over $20,000. One good thing to note about going solar now is the costs are very low. We anticipate energy costs to go up, so it's a great time to get in on it. And there is a 30% federal tax credit that's good through 2019. So that really reduces your upfront costs on the installation.
Mm-hmm. And do these always have to be panels that are on top of your roof?
You can have them on a ground mount. You could have them on another structure. There are some options, but they are generally on a rooftop or a mounted canopy-type structure.
So where do people get started? Say somebody's listening to this on their radio and they're driving around in their car. I would like to get my neighborhood involved in something like that. Where do they get started?
Well, if you're in Sarasota County or if you're in southern Pinellas, south of Route 60, there's already a co-op open for you. So the best way to get started is to attend an information session. You can go to solarunitedneighbors.org/Sarasota or St. Pete, and you can find all the dates for those. They're generally in the evening. It's a great way to get started. General technology, we don't talk above anyone's heads. There's plenty of time for questions, and that's a good way to get started. If you're ready to go solar, you can sign up for an open co-op. But if there isn't an open co-op in your state, Solar United Neighbors supports you even on your own. We have a membership program where you can use our help desk. You can watch the videos. We have information sessions online. We even have a Spanish page. So it's just a great resource to stop by our website. And if you want to bring a co-op to your area and you have enough volunteers, get in touch with us. FLteam@solarunitedneighbors.org is the best way to reach the Florida team, and we can talk about bringing a co-op to your area if you don't have one already.
And, Ron, I wanted to ask just one last question of you. How does it feel being part of this solar movement?
Outstanding. Of course, I'm an electric car owner, so it's nice to sit here and look at the sunshine and knowing, sitting in my garage right now, my car is being charged by the sunshine, and I ride around basically free. But, again, I just enjoy being able to run everything in my house off the sun and be energy efficient and save all those trees, gas, whatever is being used in the world that we don't necessarily have to add emissions to our environment.
All right. Well, I want to thank you both for talking with us. That's all the time we have for the show today. Julia Herbst is a coordinator with the St. Pete Solar Co-op. Julia, thanks for your time and insights today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I also want to thank Ron Soucy. He's a Solar Co-op member and advocate. Ron, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
It was great
you
to
have
hear
a good
you.
Day.
It was great to hear your personal experiences with solar. And I also want to thank my earlier guests, realtors Brad Dohack, and Denny Grimes, and real estate market analyst David Cobb. Our show today was produced by Mike Canary, Rachel Iacoboni, and myself. Our director is Richard Chin Kui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Julie Glenn. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers, 90.1, WMKO Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.